Hi and welcome to my connected home demo. I'm currently standing outside under my carport and it's currently raining where I am here in New South Wales, Gosford, Australia. And probably off in the distance you can hear a chipper going because they're cutting down some trees at the moment about a couple of kilometres away. I'm going to take you through my home and show you all the different bits and pieces that make up my connected home. So let me just go to my front door. And here we are at my front little porch area. And what I've got at my front door as part of my connected home is I've got my Ring doorbell here on the wall. And you just heard it go off because there's motion at front door, which is me. And if I did ring my front doorbell like this, okay, you can hear it ringing on the doorbell and also ringing on my iPhone. Now, the other thing I do have at the front porch here is a light globe, and that's one of the Belkin Link light globes, which when I get inside and I've got somewhere to put my MacBook down, I can show you how I can turn it on and off from inside. Okay, so let me just open the screen door here. Open the main door. Close the screen door. Just lock it for security. Close the main door. Okay, so here we are inside. Now you're probably going to have to forgive this a bit on the recording because currently I do actually have cathedral ceilings in this house and I've got tiled floors, so it may echo a bit. Now before I show you the Wemum app for the outdoor light and also the other lights in the house, let me just quickly show you the Ring app, which of course connects to the Ring video front doorbell at the front, which detected my motion and it also rang the doorbell. So if I ask Siri, hey Siri, open Ring.
Ring, menu, button, my devices.
Okay, and I'm just flicking through to the right now.
Ring, front door, owner, selected, all activity, rings, button, motion. Button.
Okay, and I've got mine selected on all activity for both Ring and Motion. And on this app, because I'm using cloud video storage, I can play back any of my Ring or Motion events, which I'm not going to do in this demo. But just let me flick through to the Ring and Motion event that I caused this morning.
Front door, missed ring, today 10:40 a.m.
Okay, that was the missed ring from me. And if I flick to the right again.
Front door, motion, today 10:40 a.m.
Okay, and that was the motion event that I triggered this morning. So that's just a quick flick through of the Ring Video Doorbell app that I've currently got running on my iPhone. Let me just go and sit down at my dining room table and just say, hey Siri, open Wemo.
Wemo, edit devices, button.
Then if I flick through.
Button is off. Northern lamp, Wemo, common lamp is off. Wemo, outdoor is off, 36%.
So that's my outdoor light. And when I came in the front door, if I flick down.
Like underscore a Wemo button. Entry is off 34%.
Okay, that's the entry light. So that's just inside the front door, actually inside the house. And if I keep flicking down.
Like underscore affordance. PNG Wemo button. Lounge front is off 64%.
Okay, I've got a fairly large lounge room. So I've actually got three lights spaced out through the lounge room area. One of them doesn't have a light globe in it for the Wi-Fi Wemo connectivity at the moment, but I'm looking forward to getting one for that one as well. So at the moment, I've got the front lounge room light. So if I flick to the right again.
Like underscore affordance, PNG, image, Wemo button, lounge rear is off, 37%.
Okay, so lounge rear is currently off, and that percentage was how bright the light is. If I flick to the right again.
Like underscore affordance, PNG, image, Wemo button.
I double tap on it. Okay, it says on, double tap on it again, and it says off. And that would be the same thing for the outdoor light, the entry indoor light, and the front lounge room light. So I'm still currently in my dining room area, just off my entryway. So I'm just going to grab my MacBook here, and let's go into the main lounge room area. Okay, so we're in the main lounge room area now. Now, I've got quite a few connected things in here as well, besides the three inside connected lights, the entry, the front, and the rear lounge room lights. So I've got my TV, stroke stereo, stroke Apple TV, and this one's currently the third generation. I haven't updated it yet. I've got the fourth generation somewhere else in the house that I'll get to in a minute. So if I grab the remote.
In main menu, movies, button, one of five.
Okay, so this is the traditional Apple TV third gen main menu. Movies.
TV shows.
TV shows. Button.
2 of 5. Music. Button. 3 of 5. Computers. Button. 4 of 5. Settings. Button. 5 of 5.
Settings, etc. Now, I do a couple of things with this Apple TV. I can AirPlay the contents of my MacBook via the Apple TV onto the big screen. Of course, I can also do that with my iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad as well. I can stream content from the Apple TV via iTunes itself, including the fantastic new audio described movies that I've also got. And I'll show you that on the fourth gen when I get around to my boys' recreation room, otherwise entitled the toy room. And I'll just keep calling it the toy room for the time being. So I can stream stuff from iTunes. The third thing I can do, just put my remote down to be able to play music from my iPhone to the lounge room Apple TV.
3 of 3 Wi-Fi buzz.
Okay, so 3-finger flick up.
Control center. Airplane mode.
And touch down towards the bottom.
Airplay button.
Okay, there's airplay. 1-finger double tap.
Airplay.
If I touch towards the top of the screen.
Selected. iPhone. Audio.
That's what I'm currently using. If I flick to the right.
AQ1. Audio.
So I've got 4 AQ smart speakers in my house for airplay. So I want to select the lounge room Apple TV. So flick to the right.
AQ2. AQ3. AQ4. David's Airport Express. David's MacBook Air. Audio.
Okay, my MacBook Air is also coming up because I'm actually running AirFall speakers on my Mac Air to also act as an AirPlay speaker. Flip to the right again.
Lounge room 2. Video.
Okay, here's lounge room.
Toy room.
And audio. As I said, recreation room stroke toy room. That's there as well. So flip back.
Lounge room 2.
Double video. Tap on lounge room.
Lounge room 2. Video.
And if I do a 2-finger magic double tap with voiceover on my screen, I should start playing some audio that I'll be listening to on my iPhone. Finger magic double tap to stop. The other things I've also got in the lounge room, basically around my entertainment unit, I've got the round cylinder of the indoor part of my Netatmo Urban Weather Station. Of course, Netatmo is N-E-T-A-T-M-O, Netatmo Urban Weather Station. So if I want to check the current temperature inside, hey Siri, open Netatmo.
Netatmo, menu, button, home 2 minutes ago.
Okay, so if I flick to the right.
Air quality data is page 2 of 4. Indoor temperature, 21.9 degrees.
Okay, remember this is in Celsius. So the current indoor temperature here is 21.9 degrees. And I'll go and show you a bit later on where I've also stuck the outdoor-shaped cylinder of the outdoor portion of the Netatmo weather station later on during the demo. The other thing I've also got here on my entertainment unit is a Bluetooth keyboard. So if I just press my left arrow key, I'm still on the top main menu.
Computers. Button. Music. Button. TV shows. Button. Movies. Button. 1 of 5.
And of course, we've also got Bluetooth keyboard support on the Apple TV 4th generation as well. That's my Apple Bluetooth keyboard. Let me just pop that in the little slot here for it. And then up the other end of my entertainment unit, again, a little nook out of the way, I've also got my Airport Express, which is currently extending my own HomeFi network, primarily to boost the signal for the front ring doorbell and all the Wi-Fi connected light globes and also the switches that we'll get to in a tick. So let me just walk to the other end of the lounge room here, around the corner, because it's a bit of an L-shaped lounge room. And here I have my trusty, let me just turn it on. Okay, treadmill. Okay, so let me just turn it off. And sitting right next to it on its little charger, I also have my sports Apple Watch. And of course, now we can pair more than one Apple Watch to your iPhone. So I've currently got my Apple Watch Sports 38mm with the fluoroelastoma band sitting next to my treadmill for when I do some walking on the treadmill or running, ha ha ha. And also, of course, I grab it when I go and clean the car and that sort of stuff. So that's the Apple Watch. Put it back there for the moment. Okay, so that was the Apple Watch 38mm. And let me just pop my Mac down actually on the treadmill. And I promise myself I won't turn it on. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I want to just share another function of the Apple Watch, which I find really useful. So I'm going to put my iPhone also on the treadmill. And I've got my Apple Watch 42mm on my wrist. Let me just wake it up.
Friday of March.
I'm going to bring up my settings glance. Two finger flick up.
Settings. Connected over iPhone.
And if I flick to the right.
Airplane mode. Do not disturb. Mute. Paying iPhone.
And that's switch ping button. iPhone. So now off. If I double tap on it.
On.
You can hear my iPhone being pinged. Double tap it again. Which means if your iPhone is within Bluetooth range, then you'll be able to find your iPhone anywhere in your house. So quite a nice little feature to do with the Apple Watch and finding your iPhone. Let me walk around and get to the master bedroom. So here we are in the master bedroom. Now currently in here at the moment, I've got some charging docks for my iPhone and my wife's iPhone. Again, some docks for charging our Apple Watches. And also in the master bedroom here, I've currently got three switches. And these are the Belkin Wemo switches. So I've got one switch for both my wife and I for the electric blanket. So I'm on either side. And I've also got another Wemo switch controlling the bedside lamp in the master bedroom here. So you might be able to hear it when I turn the switch on. Let me just switch sides of the room. I'm just going to ask Siri to open up Wemo again. Hey Siri, open Wemo.
Wemo, edit devices, button.
If I flick through.
Kitchen is off. Oven lamp is off. Oven lamp is off. Wemo button. Outdoor is off. Icon disp. Wemo button. Entry. Icon disp. Wemo button. Lounge front. Icon. Wemo. Lounge rear is. Icon disp. Off. Allen lamp is off.
Okay, that's my wife's lamp.
Off.
So if I double tap on it.
On.
On. You might have heard a click on the recording. And if I double tap it again.
Off.
I've turned it off. And you might have also heard the click on the switch. Which I quite like. Because when I turn my boys' lamps on and off at night time. Rather than having to get my light detector out and check whether the lights are on or off properly, I can just hear the click of the switch going on or off. Quite handy. Now, the other thing I forgot to mention when I first came in the room, which is actually on my side of the bed, I've got a couple of different Bluetooth devices. And, of course, I've also got my Apple EarPods because sometimes I don't want to use Bluetooth because the light of some of the devices keeps my wife awake. What I've got on my little bedside table here as well are my Aftershocks Bluetooth headphones for use with my iPhone and or my Apple Watch. I've also got my little Java Storm Bluetooth headset that I can use with my Apple Watch and my iPhone at the same time. Not talking at the same time, but both active at the same time. And then I've also got my Jambox audio speaker here in case I want to listen to a book, particularly if the boys are out in the lounge room watching the Apple TV or doing some other media type streaming from their iPad minis. So let me just open up Audible on my iPhone here. Hey Siri, open Audible.
Audible, close, button.
So what I normally do is I like to start the audio playing on my iPhone and then turn on the Bluetooth speaker, in this case the Jambox, because as we all know, as opposed to AirPlay, when you are using a Bluetooth device, both VoiceOver on your iPhone and the audio is going out to the AirPlay speaker. I'm going to start this audio playing of my book. This is The Sword of the South, about halfway through the first chapter. So I'm going to start playing.
Play, button. Pause.
Surely there's after being a place by the fire and a bit of something in the stew pot still.
And turn the speaker on.
If you take the time from your low-born friends to watch the bar for me. To be sure. Yeah. The baker Adani murmured.
She smiled and gestured to the red-haired man, and he followed her through an arched doorway and down a short stone-flagged passage into an enormous kitchen.
Just stop the book. Let me just turn the speaker off. So that's my little Bluetooth setup here in the master bedroom. All right, so that's the master bedroom. And let's get out of this room. Here we are back in the main lounge room area. Now, since we're doing a bit of a circuit of the house, let me just go into the study next. Here we are in my wife's study, stroke craft room. So in the study here at the moment, a couple of devices. I've got my Apple time capsule is being extended to the rest of the house via my AirPort Express. And also we are using the time capsule to back up the Macs in the house. And it's also where I keep a backup of all my podcasts and other files on the time capsule hard drive. Besides that, we've got the modem for our internet connection, the iMac 21 inches sitting in front of me. And of course, with the iMac, we're using the Apple Bluetooth keyboard with the Magic Trackpad. And the main reason for the Magic Trackpad, of course, is that it supports voiceover gestures. Of course, very similar to the gestures that you would use on an iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. Or dare I say it, even on a iPod Nano, an Apple Watch, or the Apple TV Siri Touch remote. And I also have a Magic Trackpad and a USB connected Apple keyboard in the boys' toy room for use with their Mac Mini. And the other reason for the USB keyboard, of course, is for some reason Bluetooth goes off on the iMac here. We've always got that USB keyboard sitting in the toy room that we can get access to still use the Mac if we need to. At the other end of the room, my wife's craft area, she's got her Mac Air herself, her iPad Mini, and quite recently she's now obtained my Belkin tablet stage stand. And that's the stage stand where you've got a very large platform with a pole coming up one corner and then an arm coming out of that that slides up and down, also with an adjustable battery-operated light. And on the arm that comes out, you can pop in there an iPad or an iPhone, whatever else you might want to be supported. And I was using that up until the time being for OCRing, but my wife's found out that it works very well for her periscoping when she's doing crafting and showing people what she's crafting, because she can actually just have her hands, the cards, the stamps, etc., under the arm and just use the stage, as it were, to display and demonstrate her card making. So she's now got my Belkin tablet stage stand. For my OCR now, I've got, and I don't know if they're available anymore, I've got one of these fold-up stands just made of cardboard and magnets holding it together. And this particular one, which is called the Scan Box, has a row of LED lights across the top that you plug a little 9-volt battery in to illuminate the document that you put in the box. And if you light the box, an open-sided box on its side, and at the top of the box, it's got a little hole that, if I grab my iPhone here, I'll stick my iPhone on top of, line the camera up with the hole, put my book in the box, and then, hey Siri, open KNFB Reader.
KNFB Reader, File Explorer. Button.
Tap my finger to the middle of the screen.
Take picture. Button.
And finger double tap.
Take picture. Chapter 1A Great Surprise. Porter, have you heard about our summer holidays? Yet? Said Julian, at the breakfast table. Can we go to Paul's Eve as usual? I'm afraid not, said his mother. They are quite full up this year. The three children at the breakfast table looked at one another in great
disappointment. And this is the first book in the Famous Five by Ada Blyden.
The beach was so lovely there, too.
And of course, I would also normally bring in my mail, another print hardware document,
just as good for you.
Documentation, I should say, to read it here with the KNFB Reader.
Has mother told you?
Let me just stop it.
Come and know, said Anne.
Let's grab my phone back down again. And normally the Scan Box, it normally stays folded up these days until I need it. And as I said, my wife's got my Belkin tablet stage down the other end of the room, which stays down there for her crafting and periscoping. And while I'm talking about using the camera, of course, the other reason why I want to use the camera is with that light detector app that I mentioned previously. And the study here doesn't actually have one of the light globes in the ceiling, nor does it have a switch with a lamp. So if I wanted to check if the lights were currently on or off, let me just do this. Hey Siri, open light detector.
Light detector.
Okay, that's pointing at the floor. So let me just spin around and point at the ceiling. Yep, so the light's on in the study. And the final thing, I'm just going to show you what you can do with the camera. I've just got a note here. And let's just see what it is with the camera. Hey Siri, open Money Reader.
Money Reader running.
Money Reader running. I'll put the phone down on the note and then bring it away slowly.
$50.
I didn't just sound so happy about it. Let's come out of the study. Lounge room area again. My house is designed primarily around the lounge room area, so all the other rooms practically come off the main lounge room area. Let's go in the toy room. Here we are in the toy room. In the toy room, what I've currently got is, as I alluded to in the lounge room area, I've got the Apple TV 4th generation that, of course, supports all the apps and now also supports Bluetooth keyboard support. So besides the Bluetooth keyboard, and I do use a Logitech keyboard that allows me to pair to three devices that I can just switch between, and currently that is for my iPhone, my MacBook Air, and the Apple TV 4th generation, as I've got another Apple Bluetooth keyboard for the 3rd gen Apple TV out in the lounge room area. And then because I've basically got a fairly small television set in here, which has got fairly crappy internal speakers, I've also got two Beats Pill speakers plugged in. So if I just flick down on my screen here on the Siri Touch remote.
Apple Events. Row 2:1.
Let me just flick up.
Movies. Row 1.
And I'm going to flick across to
TV shows, App Store, photos, music.
To music.
Row 1 for you. Music for you. Tab. 1 of 5.
Let's flick through.
New tab. Radio.
And I'm going to click on radio.
Radio recently played. Chill. 1 of 66.
Okay, recently played Chill, which is my favourite one.
In just progress. On it. The clown. Mary Bat playing.
Okay, so that's currently coming out of the Beats Pill Bluetooth speakers.
Pause.
Okay, just press play pause on the Siri remote. Now, the other reason why I've got those Beats Pills plugged in as well is because they're powered all the time, and if we have a blackout, which we've been having a little bit lately, I know they're fully charged, and I can, one, charge my iPhone off them, or two, use them as Bluetooth speakers as a replacement for my son's AirPlay speakers, because they like listening to audiobooks and music when they're going to sleep at night. So having these basically plugged in permanently in the toy room, for me, is a great idea, i.e. for blackouts, and as a backup for the AirPlay speakers, at least the ones that are not also battery powered. And at the back of this room, I've also got my little podcast area set up with my microphone stand, my Behringer mixer, the different cables coming off the mixer to plug into my MacBook, my iPhone, etc. I've also got a little Mac Mini in here that the boys can use for surfing on the net if they also wish, and also, of course, for playing games on. And then I also have my Braille display in here as well, the BrailleSense U2 for a bit of note-taking if I feel like it, or to use it with my Mac or my iPhone. Then I've got a couple of power boards that I've got different chargers plugged into them, so that I can charge up my Bluetooth headsets, iPhones, iPads, iPods, and all the other stuff that needs charging in the house. As with the other Apple TV, I can also AirPlay to this Apple TV if I also wish.
11:21 a.m. Status bar item, control center, airplane mode, off.
Touch down towards the bottom.
AirPlay button.
Okay, double tap on AirPlay.
AirPlay.
Flick to the right.
Done. Box selected. iPhone, AQ1, AQ2, AQ3, AQ4, David's Airport Express, David's MacBook Air, lounge room, 2, video.
Okay, that's where we were before.
Toy room, video.
And here's the toy room. So if I double tap on toy room, and then I do a two-finger double tap to start playing that music again.
Alert, hope in a box, Thomas Barford, glory.
Okay, that's coming off my iPhone. Sometimes my boys will actually AirPlay from their iPad minis onto the Apple TV and, of course, stream content via the internet off iTunes. I said I'd show you some audio description when I went into the toy room. So let me just press my home button on the Apple TV, Siri Touch Remote.
Home. Music. Row 1:5.
Let me flick to the left.
Photos. App Store. TV shows. Movies. Row 1:1. Okay. Movies. Purchased. Tab. 1 of 6.
Okay, I'm on purchased already, so flick down.
Recent. 8. Button. 1 of 2.
Let's go to all movies.
173.
And button. Flick to the right.
The Adjustment Bureau.
And I'm going to play my favourite, which is Home.
Button. And Man. Babe.
I'm just flicking down this column.
Cars 2. Chappie. The Dark Crypt. Die Another. Divergent. Everest. Firefog. Ghost. Gremlins. Harry Potter and the Harry Potter and the Hero of Colour City. 61 of 173.
Okay, so that should be the button. Right row, I think. So I flick to the right.
Hocus Pocus out home.
Click 60, on home.
Home. In progress. Paused. Playing.
Searchlights sweep an evening sky,
tap a little bit.
Piercing clouds and illuminating a towering edifice in the form of 20th Century Fox, with the lights of Hollywood, palm trees, and the hills beyond. Above clouds, a boy with a fishing line sits in the crook of a crescent moon. DreamWorks Animation SKG. A tube descends and sucks him up, then deposits a squat creature with several stumpy legs. It casts the line. A globe-shaped spaceship, its engine sending out a jet of flame, flies around the moon.
Today is best day ever. Moving day.
For who? Answer, the Boov. Who are the Boov? Answer, best species ever at running away.
Paused.
Now, I want to show you another little interesting trick that I sometimes use if I don't want to use the Bluetooth keyboard or the Siri Touch remote for putting in a parental PIN number, is the fact that you can also use the remote app on your iOS device, whether that's your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, to do the same thing. And of course, when I'm doing it with the boys in the room with the Apple TV here, I'm using headphones so that when I'm using VoiceOver, the boys can't hear me inputting in the password for the parental PIN number. So let me just show you how it works. I'm just going to back out of this particular movie.
Play tab 1 of 5 home. Play button home 63 of 173.
Flick up.
But the Haunted Mansion, Harry Potter and the Harry Potter and Goldfinger. 47 of 173.
Okay, flick to the
button.
Right.
Gravity. 48 of 173.
Now I happen to know Gravity's got a parental PIN number on it. So if I grab my iPhone here and say, "Hey Siri, open remote."
Remote.
And I flick to the right.
Settings. Button. Lounge room. Button.
That's the lounge room. Apple TV.
Toy room. Button.
This is the toy room, and of course I'm all on the same Wi-Fi network here. One finger double tap on that one.
Toy room. Devices. Button.
If I now select the Gravity movie.
Gravity.
By the Siri Touch remote.
In progress. Gravity. Play. Button.
And press play on it.
Keyboard.
Movies.
One.
Hide. Button.
It says keyboard on the screen with VoiceOver on the Apple TV. And I've also got a keyboard now on the remote app of my iPhone. So I can put in the password now. And for the demo, I'm putting in a test PIN number that I'm going to change later. So I'm just going to pop it in now.
Three.
Black circle. One character.
So all that's spoken out by VoiceOver on the Apple TV itself is black circle. And of course, normally I would be wearing headphones that the boys can't hear their parental PIN number. So I'm just going to put the rest of the three digits in.
Zero.
Black circle. Two characters.
Zero.
Black circle. Three characters.
Seven.
Play. Tab.
Devices.
One of
the
playing.
Press play.
Stopped playing.
Okay, and it's just started to play the movie and the credits on the Apple TV. So it's going to press play, pause to stop.
Paused.
And it's going to press the home button on the Siri Touch remote.
Paused. Movie. Home. Movies. Row 1. Column 1.
I love using Siri on the Apple TV. So for example, I can do open TechCrunch.
Movies. Tech. Home. Tab. 1 of 6.
If I flick to the right.
Shows. Tab. 2 of 6.
That's shows. So let me flick down.
Crunch report. 1
Select
of 8.
On crunch report.
Icon play. Button.
And let's see if it works if I press the play pause button.
Google is selling Boston Dynamics. Nike's laces tie themselves. Twitter kills TweetDeck for PC users and more.
So I'm just going to press the home button to come out.
Home. Movies. Row 1. Column 1.
So that's the Apple TV and basically my boy's toy room.
Back into the lounge room again.
Now the other posse in my lounge room area that's also got a bit of connectivity next to it is my little nook in the lounge room where I've got a nice comfy chair and a little study type area where I've kind of got my other MacBook Air sitting on. And I've also got another AirPlay speaker sitting here, which is when you've heard me access the AirPlay speakers for the lounge room and the toy room Apple TVs. That's actually AQ1. But the other reason why I also have my other MacBook here as well is because this is primarily where I sit at night time if I've got to check up on Twitter, mail and everything else, where I can still be in the lounge room area, of course using headphones, or I can grab my MacBook Air here and type in my password. And you can tell I'm currently using airfoil. What I can do for my son is, when I'm in the lounge room at night time and they want to both listen to their music, what I normally do is this.
Audio source button.
Now currently the audio source I've got my airfoil set to is the airfoil speakers. So I'm going to just change it.
Menu. Recent applications. Dim. Airfoil speakers.
That's airfoil speakers.
Music healing.
And music healing is the one that my boys like to listen
to. Audio source button.
Okay, so I've chosen the music healing application because that's the one that basically plays the music from my Mac Air, so I'm not streaming off the net. So if I press Command 2.
AQ1, check. Effects button. Music healing is launched in the background.
That's the AQ1 speaker playing right next to me. Remember I said they're AQ smart speakers, I've just labeled them AQ. I'll turn that one off.
AQ1.
So now it's come back to my local machine. If I do now the next one.
AQ2, check.
AQ2. And that's in my dining room stroke kitchen area. If I turn that off,
AQ2.
Back to my local machine. The next AQ3, one, check. AQ3. That's Owen's bedroom playing. So turn that one off.
AQ3.
Next one.
AQ4, check.
AQ4. That's Lachlan's bedroom. I turn it off.
AQ4.
And the next one.
David's Airport Express, check. Messages, window.
Okay, David's default Airport button. Express. That's because I'm going to get grumpy with me because.
Okay, default button. David's Airport Express has no speakers attached.
David's Airport Express has no speakers attached because I'm primarily currently using it to extend the Wi-Fi network. And the Airport Express is currently sitting right next to my entertainment unit. So I can currently use my Apple TV third generation anyway for airplane stuff.
Okay, default button. Come press there. Okay, default button. Effects button.
Okay, so the next one that I can probably use is this one.
Lounge room, check.
Which is the lounge room. Okay, that's coming through the lounge room, Apple TV, third generation, the lounge room.
Lounge room.
And the last one would be...
Toy room, check.
Toy room.
Alert, music healing, via airfoil on David's MacBook Air.
Okay, and it said it was airfoil and music healing playing to my Apple TV, fourth generation, in the boys' toy room. And if I turn it off and do Command 1...
Computer, check.
Come back to my computer again. And of course, I can have them all on or all off, whatever I like, basically. So at night time, I choose AQ3 and AQ4 to play music to my son's bedrooms. And I can just keep working on my Mac. I don't actually have to have the local speaker running. I just turn it off. So that was the AQ Audio smart speaker. And of course, my MacBook Air here as well. In the kitchen stroke dining room area, I've got two devices. I've got a switch which controls our kitchen radio. Thank you, Lounge and Apple TV. And I've also got the other AQ speaker in here, which is AQ2, which is in the dining room area. So if I first of all do the switch for the kitchen radio, turn it on or off. So it's going to open up Wemo. Hey Siri, open Wemo.
Wemo. Edit devices.
Okay, button. And flick down.
Kitchen is off.
Okay, and it's the first one.
Off.
So I double tap on it. The click. And there's the kitchen radio playing. And double tap to turn it off. Okay, and that's off. And then, of course, if I wanted to start playing music again to my AQ2 audio speaker here in the dining room.
3 and 3 Wi-Fi buzz. David's one.
Okay, flick up.
Control center. Airplane mode. Off.
Come down the bottom.
Airplay. Button.
Double tap on airplay. And flick through.
AQ1. Audio.
So AQ1 was in the lounge room area next to my little nook.
AQ2.
And AQ2, as I said, is in the dining room. And AQ3 and 4, of course, are in my boy's bedroom. So double tap on AQ2.
Selected. AQ2.
Now if I do a two-finger magic double tap again, I'll keep playing that same track I've been playing off my iPhone. Okay, and that's in my dining room area. Okay, two-finger double tap to stop. Let's go through the kitchen area, go down the corridor to my boys' bedrooms. Now coming to my boys' bedroom, this is Owen's room. Now in Owen's room, he has two switches and, of course, one of the AirPlay speakers, AQ3. So he has a little night light that gets turned on and off. It's actually a little skull that lights up. And he's also got a lamp up on the top of his bookshelf. And I, or him, can turn that light on and off whenever he feels like it, of course, in his case, from his iPad mini. And, of course, the AQ3 audio speaker, it's labelled, is on the top of the bookshelf in the room. And again, he can AirPlay to it if he wants to from his iPad mini, and I can do it from my iPhone as well. So let's have a look. Hey Siri, open Wemo.
Wemo, off.
Okay, now remember that was the last one I was in because I just turned the kitchen radio off. I flicked to the right.
Lachlan, lamp is off.
So that's Lachlan's lamp.
Wemo button. Owen, lamp is off.
So Owen's lamp.
Wemo button.
Now you probably won't hear this in the recording. If I double tap on that button,
on.
I've just turned his lamp on top of the bookshelf on.
Off.
Just turn it off. Now flick to the right.
Outdoor is off.
I'm going to keep flicking class. I've got to resort these again. Okay, that's Owen's skull. That is in his nighttime light. So I flick to the right.
Off.
Double tap.
On.
Okay, it's now on. Double tap again.
Off.
It's now off, and of course the music again.
11, 4, 2 of 3 Wi-Fi bar.
Click control up on the center. Control center.
Airplane mode. Wi-Fi. On. Airplay.
Double tap on airplay. Click to the right.
Dock selected. iPhone. AQ1. AQ2. AQ3.
Double audio. Tap on AQ3.
Been selected. AQ3. Audio.
Two finger double tap. Okay, and there's the music playing in my son's bedroom here. Okay, here's Lachlan's room. Lachlan has got exactly the same setup. He's got a skull nightlight, a lamp atop of the bookshelf, and also his AQ4 audio speaker, again, which I can access or he can access. So that's my boys' bedrooms with their switches for their lights and their speaker each for air playing. And as far, let me just go into our bathroom area. As far as the bathroom is concerned at the moment, I usually take in one of the battery-operated AQ audio speakers. So at the moment, my AQ1 and AQ2, they're battery-operated smart speakers that I can just pick up one of them and use them in the bathroom. When I'm having a shower and I want to keep listening to a podcast or an audio stream or a stream in general, I can just have it play in the bathroom as well. One thing I'd like to get in the bathroom, of course, is a scale to check my weight occasionally. And while we're speaking of other things to have, I'd also like to have a fully accessible washing machine that I could operate via my smartphone. And also, jumping back to the kitchen, I'd like to be able to use it, of course, with a smart oven and a smart microwave that, again, I could control for my iPhone. Let's leave the bathroom area, back in the lounge room area. Now, I just want to show you, let me just come back via the kitchen. Now, of course, one of the things I do use in the kitchen all the time, and this is on my Apple Watch, as well as my iPhone, of course, uses the microwave with timing. So what I normally do is do this on my microwave, which is not accessible, and I can set it for 1 minute. Hey Siri, start timer for 1 minute.
Roger that. -1 minute
and counting. And I've also just pressed the 1 minute button on the microwave. This comes in particularly handy if I'm using the timer for something that might take 10 to 20 minutes, or I'm cooking something for an hour or so in the oven. Because both timers are not currently accessible, then I use the Siri function for the timer on my iPhone to keep check of the time and how it's going. So I'm just going to pause the recording and let this expire, and you'll actually hear what Siri says.
Okay.
So as you can tell, basically both of them are finished at the same time. That comes in really handy. I also said I'd show you where the other part of my outdoor unit for the Ntatmo Urban Weather Station is. So I'm just walking through the lounge room out to our back entertainment area. Oh, look at that, it's still raining. Okay, so I'm just going to shut the glass door. And the sliding door. Okay, so here we are outside under my outdoor entertainment area. And if I come down the little entranceway here, right behind this little bench seat, which is just here, I've actually got a little metal cylinder, which is the outdoor unit of the Urban Weather Station. So if I pop my MacBook down on this little table outside here, grab my iPhone, let me open up the Ntatmo, and that wand's actually getting heavy. I'm so glad I've got a roof over it. Hey Siri, open the Ntatmo.
Home updated menu button.
Now at the moment, this app's not too fantastically accessible. So what I have to do to get the outdoor information is flick back to the right first.
Air quality data is not page 2 of 4.
Now accessible. Flick back to the left.
Humidity.
89%. So humidity is 89%.
Dew point. Pressure
1005 millibars.
22.2 degrees.
Currently 22.2 degrees Celsius. Flip back to the left.
18.5 degrees.
And it got down to 18.5 degrees Celsius because here now in Australia we're entering into autumn. Okay, so let me just lock my iPhone.
Screen locked.
And let's go back inside the house. since I'm home here by myself, I'm going to turn all my speakers on in the house and listen to some music. Now, I'll grab my Mac here. Now, I know you can actually use iTunes to AirPlay to speakers, but I quite like using AirFoil as I can pipe them anywhere I like in the house. I'll tab around back into AirFoil again.
AirFoil, window, effects button.
And I'm going to go back to source.
Explore area, audio source button.
And menu. Select that.
Recent button, music healing, AirFoil speaker, iTunes.
Select iTunes.
Audio source button.
And let me just come on tab around to turn it off music healing.
Safari, messages, music healing. Music healing, AirFoil, AirFoil, window, audio source button.
We'll just set iTunes playing.
iTunes, iTunes, window, AirFoil, AirFoil, computer, check.
Okay, so that's iTunes playing through AirFoil speakers, coming from my local Mac speakers, of course. So I'm going to do my first speaker.
AQ1, check, effects button. It's
AQ1. And then let me just turn the local one off.
Computer.
And then the next AQ audio speaker.
AQ2, check.
It's AQ2. Next one.
AQ3, check.
AQ3. AQ4.
AQ4, check.
Next one.
Lounge room, check.
It's the lounge room. And the toy room.
Toy room, check.
Alert, pulses at night. Still corners, pulses at night. Single.
Late volume to system, check.
Now I just linked them all to my system volume on my Mac. And even though you probably can't hear it on the recording, I have now got sound practically around most of my house. And with that, that completes my home demo of my Sofa Connected Home. I hope you've enjoyed the demonstration. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.